A full picture of the economic impact of yesterday's collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore will be added up in the coming weeks. The collapse of such a major bridge used for commerce immediately halted shipping traffic into and out of the port of Baltimore. It's one of the biggest ports in the country for cars and farm equipment. Thousands of jobs connected to the work at the port, including the jobs of the longshoremen. As you can imagine, their concerns are among some of the biggest when it comes to how to feed their families and pay their bills with the shipping traffic closed off for now.
Well, joining us now to talk about this, Scott Cowan. He is the president of the local chapter of the International Longshoremen's Association at the Port of Baltimore. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
First, tell us how many people are impacted and characterize the type of impact so far on the longshoremen who work at the port as a result of this bridge collapse.
There's about 2,400 ILA union longshoremen in the Port of Baltimore. And, you know, last year alone, we worked over 4 million man hours in the port. So it's a big impact to the longshoremen and their families. And it's a catastrophic event.
Scott, was your phone ringing off the hook when you learned of what happened, and what have the calls and what have the workers been asking of you and telling you?
Well, the workers are wondering how they're going to feed their family, if their benefits are going to be protected, and, you know, what does the future hold for us as the longshoremen in the Port of Baltimore?
Among the companies that you have contracts with, have they given you an indication, has anybody, the government, given you an indication of how long the port might be closed?
You know, it's really too early to tell. It needs to be, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers and the surveyors will determine those things, and then they'll bring, you know, assets in to dredge and salvage the steel and concrete and all that stuff and clear the shipping channel out. It all depends. I mean, you got a lot of factors going into this. It isn't just as easy as it may seem to some.
Scott, explain for our listeners so they can better understand what it looks like at the port right now versus what it usually looks like with all the ships going in and out. What is happening now? And is there any indication, since they stopped the shipping traffic, are there ships that are actually stuck inside the port?
There's a couple ships inside the harbor that are here. The cargo in the terminals will quickly dwindle as it gets delivered out by truck or rail or various other ways. Once the cargo, the delivering of the cargo dwindles, then, you know, more and more longshoremen will be laid off. There'll be maintenance, a little bit of maintenance to be done to keep the terminals, you know, operational. But the cargo is the driver here.
What else would you like us to know about the situation for your union members?
Well, I would like everyone to know that during the pandemic, our longshoremen didn't miss a day unloading and loading ships and getting products to market that everybody was in such desperate need of. And now it seems like it's turned where now longshoremen are in desperate need of making a living to feed their family. The consumers will still get their goods from other ports via truck, but the work, you know, it's not just the 2,400 long ILA longshoremen. You got almost 20,000 direct jobs attached to this port, 100,000 indirect jobs. It's a big economic impact to the state of Maryland to the tune of $191 million a day.
Scott, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing the stories of what's going on there at the Port of Baltimore.
No, you're welcome.
Scott Cowan, president of the local chapter of the International Longshoremen's Association, they're at the Port of Baltimore.